Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Good morning to you, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 73, verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 1, O Worship the King.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us this week to worship our Lord. Let's turn to the first song in the hymn book, number 1, O Worship the King. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 359, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Turn to our last hymn, number 402, Faith is the Victory. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last hymn, number 402, Faith is the Victory.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall bring the glowing skies against the victory, oh,
Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. We welcome you to our wonderful service, and we welcome those over the internet and over KMC radio, that the Lord may bless the broadcast also. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we read in the Old Testament in 2 Chronicles, that Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and Asaph the seer. And the Bible said that they sing praises with gladness, and they bow their head and worship. Lord, that caught my attention early in the morning when I read that text, that they sing praises with gladness. Sometimes, Lord, we confess to you, we come to church and we sing praises, and we don't have that gladness. Heavenly Father, we come to you with praises and gladness today. In spite of our trials, in spite of our physical handicaps, in spite of our emotional circumstances, we want to sing praises with gladness, Father. You are our God, and we are your children by your mercy and by your grace. We look forward today to hear your word, to hear your counsel. Cause us to take in the spiritual food that comes from your word, and cause us to apply it to our life. Heavenly Father, doctors do the treatment and you do the healing, so we are encouraged to pray for Maida Kohn healing on cancer, Joshua Yalday free to walk one day, Dwight Forsee for the development of his business and personal health, for Mrs. Vutone from Informed Choice Ministries in need of overcoming cancer, for Bob Jones visiting the family in Florida and now in Arkansas, for Ed Hernandez on rehabilitation therapy, recovering from the heart stroke, for all our young people that just started a new school year, Lord, gave them the mind and the stamina to keep on. For the Llewellyn family, for Raquel and the hearing difficulties, for Ramil Yalday, the gland difficulties, is still losing weight, Father, and we pray you strengthen him. And I personal, Father, want to thank you for the miracle. I was released from the university on my bones structure that I'm getting old and I do things I should not do, and I got a lot of pain, disc in the back and knee and so on, and it's all healed. And for the first time yesterday, I worked in my yard happy, Lord, that there was no pain. Lord, how blessed I am that you have mercy on me. Thank you, Father. We bring our missionaries to your presence and care. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Argentina, Carol and Ruth North in Spain, Jose and Diane Avila across the Americas, Informed Choice and Daniel Lacey in Portland, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, and Lord, the mission ambassador, now that the building is made, the pastor is there, and we pray for the support of this man, and we pray also, Father, that the ministry may grow. Our Heavenly Father, the Apostle Paul tells us that upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in a store as God has prospered him. And so, God, you have prospered us. You has given us enough for ourselves. And so give a heart to support our ministry at BBC. Thank you for the listeners who also are part of the support of this church. We, as you bless us, Father, and cover us with your abundant supply, we bring this offering to you. So we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is done, we're going to be careful to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Hebrews. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1312. We will be reading Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 to 28. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for the wonderful good news that salvation is by grace through faith alone, and that no one in obedience and repentance who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and his person and work is excluded. So we are grateful beyond measure for the gift of faith and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit in bringing us to the Lord Jesus Christ. If there are any listening here or on the radio and internet and in the CD, who remain in unbelief, we pray that they would come in to believe the gospel by the hearing of the word and be saved from the wrath to come, that they would come to know the joy of your salvation freely provided by your grace. We pray now for your faithful servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to fulfill his calling to preach the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?